ready?
I wasn't sure if you were.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Ready for this, Monica?
I am ready, but I was letting Tim get settled in. Well, in that case, we will call the meeting to order. It's 4:01, and the first thing on the agenda is the July minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor of approving the July minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Okay, the July board minutes have been approved. Next thing on the agenda is the July claims.
Who's second?
I think Bethany seconded it.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm curious if everybody else is, when you're clicking on the hyperlinks in the minutes, does it make you log in every single link?
Just hit or miss.
Okay.
No, I don't ever.
You don't ever have to double log in?
No, I mean, you know, maybe once in a great while, my Gmail makes me re-log in, but no, I. When I open the links, no.
I can get into one, and then the next one, I have to log in every single time.
It's happened to me.
Are you using a Gmail account?
Mm-hmm.
Any comments, questions, motions about the July claims?
I'll make a motion to approve July claims.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor of approving the July claims as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Great, moving right along to the July balances for 502, 5069.
Coming back up.
What's the other one, 502 and 5069?
Hang on just one.
506-9.
Thank you. I have a feeling you're going to take a vacation at some point, so I'm trying to take notes of what you're doing.
Me? I was on vacation last week, so.
Oh.
So here you go.
I'm like, yeah, the last time it was funny, but that's not going to be funny. Sure.
Did you say you had a comment, Kendra?
No, I mean, yes, but no. How does that 29 number compare to like year over year? I feel like 29 seems low over last year. Do I remember?
What number are you looking at?
So I'm looking at the expenses for July. Like, I'm just wondering, like.
Why it's $30,000?
Yeah. Like, I know we have a lot of tournaments going on, so I know that that's like a lot of output, like cleaning the fields, lining the fields, you know, all of that.
Probably fireworks?
No, fireworks came out, but so for us right now, with like the storm damages and stuff that we've been doing, like at Westside, because like we have some, like, King Cap set aside for that, but the 502 and 5069 is basically like our big project. That's how we pay for some of our big projects. So that's why that number, like we've been doing electrical at Westside, we've been plumbing, and then we've had to go back and do some additional plumbing at Westside. That's where those funds come from.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to accept the 502 and 5069 as presented.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor of approving the 502 and 5069 balances, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So we can move on to updates.
All right. Looks like Darren isn't here.
Nope.
But he was, every year they do the Cars and Guitars event and they present us with a check. So not for sure if he forgot about that, but.
Has the Cars and Guitars already taken place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I couldn't remember when it was.
And then, so what we'll be using, last year we used those funds to purchase the 2 to 5 year old piece at Shields. And then what we'll do this year is put it in our Seymour Parks Fund account, and then we'll be using that to save up to put up the pour in place flooring at Shields.
I thought it doesn't matter to me, but I thought that the Cars and Guitars event was to raise money specifically for ADA compliant stuff.
Yes, and the pour in place flooring is.
And then what we, the thing we got last year was as well?
Yes.
Okay.
So, because what had happened, we only had, it was the 5 to 12, and like for littler kids, it's not really safe. And then also, I picked one with a high ADA compliance rate. Like, for example, if you have mobility issues and you use a wheelchair, there's like a transfer base at the bottom, so a wheelchair could safely go up and transfer onto that.
Okay.
And then another thing that we did when we put in that was we changed the layout a little bit. So if you're a parent, you could sit there and watch both age groups of kids versus having one over here and over.
Well done.
I remember that discussion.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of having age groups at different places. So then as a caregiver, it's difficult.
Right.
To keep an eye on different age groups.
Right.
So it looks like you're not here, which is fine. Do we want to go ahead and go through and then we can go leave for the park?
Sure.
Tour? Is that okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The groomer, we purchased that. It was around $33,000. Carrie and Chad, they went up very, very early that morning and spent about 7.5 hours getting trained on the piece of machinery. Super pumped about it. It's going to be great for our tournaments. We can crowd the fields. We don't have to pay people to do that. Just an amazing piece of equipment. But they were trained on that. They watched videos, they went out and crowned fields themselves. So good experience, that's here, we love it.
Are they gonna be the only ones using it, or are they gonna train people how to use it? We're not just gonna put anybody on it, right?
No. So for right now, they are gonna be the only two people using it, because they did have a really good training,
yeah.
So just, we don't wanna just let anybody on there.
Yeah.
So. Moving down the line, at the skate park, we had some vandalism. Thankfully, we were able to remove that. We have some pretty good vandalism remover that we use. And then moving down to the second, to B, we found a syringe at Crossroads. We honestly, the number of syringes that we find in the parks has went down tremendously since I started in 2020. I'm not for sure why, but they have went down. We hadn't found one in a while, whereas when I first started, we were finding them all the time. Allie, do you want to go over the program?
Okay, the Power of the Praise Bands is going to be August 24th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Crossroads. We currently have 5 bands for that. Fall softball, 1 team registered and 2 individuals on co-ed. Fall soccer signups, we have 285 kids registered and it actually starts next Monday, so the 21st. Denim and Diamonds is going to be September 9th from 5:30 to 8 at Crossroads. We currently have 22 mothers signed up, so also their kids, like 44 people right now.
And they'll dance like up in the pavilion or
yes,
whatever?
Yes, they were big dancers last year, so
okay.
Super excited for that. Adult kickball.
I'm not for sure.
That's coming up. Hispanic Heritage Day celebration is going to be September 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Shields Park. We just met today about that, and we have some ideas that we're throwing around for it, so to be continued on that. And then the 3rd annual Seymour Swing Golf Scramble. It was a great turnout.
Yeah,
we had 32 teams.
Yeah. Wonder how much money we made. Or is that later?
Chad would
know. Yeah, so how it works is, it's like I know what we brought in as far as sponsorships, and then we'll pay all of the expenses, like
right.
What we pay the golf course and for the food
sure.
And all that stuff. Reservations on October 14th from 8 to 5, Brenna Kraft is wanting to have an event to raise money for the, is it the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital? And then so that would just need to be approved.
Where's that?
Crossroads.
Oh. I assume they're not for profit. I mean, right, if they're affiliated with the Peyton Manning.
Is it a person or an organization? Because it's, I thought I read it as a person.
Me too.
That is how she registered as a person.
Have they done it before?
Not since I've been here.
Do we know, is she from Seymour? Does anyone know her? I don't think we're getting scammed. Isn't this sad? You have to like think about that. Like, are they legit?
That is sad.
I mean, she may just not have thought about the distinction between
like a nonprofit.
Doing it herself.
And I mean, if she has a kid that goes there, you know, a lot of people get these like wild hairs. They want to like help people, right? And they want to like do things like that without thinking about like, you know, the specifics of
like renting the facility with the fee. And
do we ask people like, you know, to determine if they?
I want to say I asked Chad and he thought she had done this before.
Okay.
I could be, he would be one to verify on that.
I mean, I certainly don't mind, but how do we decide what to charge her? Well, or what her fee will be, rather?
Would it be appropriate, and I don't know, maybe it wouldn't, but would it be appropriate for us to pass that she can use it, and then, but pass that if she can prove that all of her profits are going there, that we don't charge her, but that if she can't prove, she can't show us, like, paper proof of that she has to pay.
I mean, because the pricing difference is...
It's $100 if you're not a nonprofit.
And it's free or no?
If you're a nonprofit, it's free.
Yeah. I do think that, you know, we should make sure that...
We can follow up and...
You know what I mean?
I thought it was interesting, especially because I took it to be that she was an individual as well, and I thought it was interesting that if she is doing it for, like you said, she just wants to raise money for someone in the hospital or the hospital in general, that she already knows that she's going to be able to do alcohol.
Oh, it did? Okay.
I mean, it even says, you know, you need to have a permit for that. Does just a random individual know how to do that, know that they need to do that, are able to do that?
I didn't read that part. Oh, my God.
Car show, fish fry, silent auction.
Because she wanted to make it like an event.
I mean, it sounds fun.
Yeah. We can follow up with her and ask for some more documentation. She still has time.
Yeah.
We could even send it out prior.
I can't zoom in here. I'm seeing that as October 14th.
Mm-hmm. Yep, October 14th, 8 to 5.
So what if we, I mean, I hate to make her wait till for another month because she needs to know whether, so she can plan and stuff. So what if you guys follow up and then we have an e-vote in the next week or two?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on, this kind of goes along with the reservation request. Power of the Praise Bands. We will be using Crossroads Park August 24th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Crossroads. We've already gotten Board of Works approval. I don't necessarily know if you guys need to do it or if you just need to be aware that we're doing it. I mean, it's our event. There won't be alcohol and proof of insurance and all that stuff, so.
I expect you to pay.
So I don't know if that's just more of a FYI, hey, we're going to be using Crossroads. The next one, Trinity Youth Football League reached out to us. They would like to borrow some picnic tables.
Is it picnic tables or bleachers? I got the impression it's bleachers.
Yeah. Oh, bleachers.
I think it's both, actually. I think they asked for...
Well, because talk about seating, and then it says the bleachers may be brought in on Friday.
Such day.
That was one that it's, I guess I just felt more comfortable, like, if we're gonna be moving them and moving them back.
Surely we're not the ones doing that.
And that's what they want.
I mean.
What's even worse though is you don't want somebody else moving your equipment.
I get it for it to be damaged or whatnot, but I mean.
Like, we have a process with the Oktoberfest, and I'm not kidding you when I say almost every single time we loan something, something bad happens and something gets broke, whether it was intentional or not.
So you think it should be us moving things?
Oh, I definitely think it should be us moving things.
Okay.
Definitely that, right? Okay. Like, I don't know as if I, like, you want to be a good community.
Yeah, for sure.
I wholeheartedly understand. Uh-huh. But I'm going to tell you, like, every time that we do something bad happens.
So another thing is, since I have started, we don't charge a fee. I mean, do you guys want it to be free of charge? Do you want it
I think that we should, yeah, I think that we need to be, I think it should be free. But I think that we should probably look at that moving forward, because if, I mean, them specifically just keep growing.
I was going to say, the problem like, maybe is it's if time say to, it's free, that's costing man hours.
Right.
My guys will spend a whole morning.
That's why I was saying,
So another thing is, I know that, like, their sports, like, are paid sports, like, they're...
Are they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, they're not free of charge for their participants, so...
But it is a fundraising, or it is a... A fundraiser, or not exactly a fundraising event, but it is a...
What's the word, like school sanctioned?
Yeah, philanthropic.
I do think that we should look at something moving forward about rental fees, but I don't think right now out of the blue. I don't like having to pay our people to do that.
No, and that's what, I mean, they'll spend a whole month.
Well, and I think what you said about, well, we don't right now, well... This letter isn't very explicit about, it says they're expecting 600, but they don't expect us to provide that many. How many are they expecting? And if it's one or two, then maybe it's free. But if
it's more than five.
If right, then maybe we do charge them even though they're not aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Just because of the man hours. I mean, I don't think anyone could argue over that.
What's the date of that?
September 9th.
Or if there's a way to figure out that they're able to provide some of the labor help to, and that it's supervised by park staff or city staff, it feels like.
I mean, there are a bunch of football players.
How many are they wanting? They didn't specifically say.
That's why it's... It says, we're expecting 600 people, but do not expect you to provide seating for that many. But it doesn't say how many they are expecting us to provide for them.
Yeah, I'll just say that they're good tables that day.
I would reach out and get some more information about just exactly how many, you know what I mean? Like, how many are they expecting? That's going to tell us how many trips it's going to take and how much extra time from the city personnel it's going to take for setup, and not just setup, but tear down and transport back also.
I think they should be, like, helping, too. Mm-hmm. Even if our people are there, like, in charge.
Right.
I do think that they can help put in some elbow grease.
I would agree with that.
You know?
And I guess I would go in with asking, like, if your bleachers are 15 feet long, how many are, you know, and 5 room tall, how many are you expecting? Because then it's going to, you know, do you want to go through and grab every single one of all 5 parks? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I would expect that, you know, and are there events on that same weekend? You know what I mean?
Or it'll matter.
You don't want to take their...
Do we just keep extras somewhere, or do they really go scavenging around
town?
They go,
and then so what happens is the bleacher seats come off, and then we have to weld them back, because bleachers aren't really made to be moved, but we move
Like they fall apart when you're moving
them.
You have
to weld?
Yeah, we have people that on staff that can weld them back on.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. So the idea that we're like, oh yeah, let's just casually, it's like, but in the end, we end up either having to replace them or repair them. So
I'm telling you, it happens every single time. Whether it's a stage gets knocked, somebody takes the tongue off, a leaf spring gets broke, you know, the canvas gets torn off. I mean, it is literally always something when you let someone borrow. And they half the time don't tell you. So you find out about it right
when you're
getting
ready to
set up.
Yeah.
So I would maybe go back to them and ask for more information about what it is that they're expecting and what they're willing to pony up, right?
And if you want us to vote on that, we can do that electronically as well, because they're running out of time. That's like three or four weeks away.
If that's the extent, I love sharing, but maybe we just stop doing that. I mean, that just seems extreme. I can't believe you have to like disassemble and then, I don't know.
Weld them back together, and it's like right now I have staff that can weld, but what am I going to do when I don't have staff? Yeah.
Well, and there's a little bit of an irony because we'd be doing it as a community partnership is the right word. But it's for a youth football league that doesn't happen on property at all.
Right.
I mean, there's literally not really any.
It's just us being nice. Yeah. I love being nice.
Right.
But, you know.
It's just ironic.
Right.
For a sports program.
Right.
Anyway.
I noticed a certain Mr. Bose just walked in. All right. We're finished with our everything but our park tour.
Well, Kelly and I would just like to present the board with a check of the proceeds from Cars and Guitars for $3,500 for the handicapped.
Oh,
thank you.
Sure.
What is that split seven ways?
$500.
We're like two. Well, you don't hear Kelly.
Oh, boy.
You might have gotten
the big check.
I know. Where's the big check? Paul Parker.
Big check can't really deposit or anything. I'm not sending it. You want a photo
of it? 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I feel like it's eating baby food, right? You're like smiling. You're like pointing home in your mouth. And you're trying to be, right, you know,
one,
I'm smiling,
two,
watching
three.
Them smile.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, thank you very much.
Nice work.
How was your turnout compared to last year?
It was off by, I would say, probably 20 to 25 cars.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It was quite a few cars there. I feel like traffic, foot traffic was better.
Yeah,
people
cars
coming
or the bus or the car.
I'll be back. A few less cars.
Oh,
yeah. Last year, we were able to pick out 20 cars.
Allison
drives.
$20
a pop.
I mean, I can
move.
Do we have a park tour?
It's going to be a park.
Yes.
Are we going to field trip?
Should we adjourn?
You told me.
We should probably adjourn. Does
I'm
anybody,
so excited.
Does anybody want to adjourn?
Oh, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor of adjourning to park tour, say aye.
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 Art, did you know we're taking a field trip? You did? It was
on your agenda, Bethany.
Oh, I've never